For the fifth year in a row, the Peabody Institute is going to be hosting their one-day classical guitar festival. This is called, appropriately, Fret Festival. And the person who is doing all the organizing for this is the chair of the Peabody Preparatory Guitar Department, Zane Forshey, who is my guest today. How lovely to welcome you here. And what a fascinating festival this sounds. And just looking through the brochure, it looks as if it's really eclectic. I mean, everything from lute to mentions of Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, and that's one of the things I really wanted to encourage in this festival is that we are looking at the traditional and where the guitar is going, all the things that it can do, so that it really feels like it's an open festival to people who want to come through the Baltimore community, that it's a really exciting thing, that there's something for everyone.
So who are the sorts of people that you hope to attract and have attracted in the past?
Sure. We've attracted, of course, guitar students, people who study with private teachers. We also have attracted and want to attract people in the Baltimore community and, in fact, the Washington, D.C. community. People who love the guitar or are curious about the guitar or think, I want to go hear some guitar music for the day. We offer a ton of fantastic workshops and concerts for that day that really, as you mentioned earlier, have a wide range from Benjamin Verdery, who's the professor of guitar at the Yale School of Music, to the 350 Duo, who have trained with Benjamin Verdery, but really write things that are much more rock-influenced, but they have a classical training. So to see all of these things come together, it's a really exciting thing. And we want that to be exciting to the people in the Baltimore community.
And the sorts of things specifically that you offer, they are very hands-on, it sounds to me.
Yes. We have, for example, in the morning, we have an ensemble jam where basically we have everyone who wants to participate, who attends the festival, can come in, bring their guitar, and we're going to play pieces together. We're going to play pieces that are written for music. We're going to be written for pieces that don't require music. And it's 45 minutes of us making music together. From there, they can go to masterclasses on improvisation with jazz faculty. We have Blake Meister, who's on both the conservatory and the preparatory programs, providing a jazz improvisation workshop. We also have another jazz clinic for jazz guitar duo. In addition, we have a Little Luthiers workshop where young guitarists who are curious about guitar or who play the guitar get to build a guitar out of cardboard and poster boards. And we have a moment where the luthier actually helps put the tops on the guitar. They really walk home with a guitar that they've built. And it's just really fantastic.
And as you say, it's also for people just to listen if they want to. And the masterclass element and then the final recital all sounds tremendous too.
Yes, we have, of course, the masterclass in the morning with Benjamin Verdery. And then in the afternoon, we actually offer three concerts that are open to the community. We have the high school ensemble concert. We're bringing in some high schools from the Virginia area, as well as the preparatory students coming together to play a concert. Then we also have the conservatory ensemble concert. And then to cap it all off, we have Benjamin Verdery play a concert at 5 p.m. on Sunday.
And the person coordinating all of this is Zane Forshey. It's been such a pleasure to speak to you. He's the Peabody Preparatory Guitar Department Chair. And this is the fifth annual one-day classical guitar festival, Fret Festival. This is taking place on Sunday, March the 2nd, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. More information is on the Peabody website, which is peabody.jhu.edu. Zane, well done for pulling this together. Thanks so much for coming to talk to us about it.
Thanks so much for having me here today.